Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me, of course, today is Pat and John. We are so excited to be here with you. We want to welcome our WHBR audience on the Gulf Coast, our 1.4 million potential audience reach. We are so excited. Listen, we love Destin.
We love
Mississippi and everything in between, and we love all the places where our audience is around the world. We're so glad to have you. For those that are saying, you know, hey, y'all want to be able to watch VFN Radio take place in VFN TV, just go to VFNTV.com, and on the very front page on the right-hand side, probably you can see it back here somewhere, possibly. I don't even know. Yeah, you can watch us around 2 p.m. Central Time. 2 p.m. Central Time, and soon, available very, very soon, you're going to be able to watch the entire stream, the two-hour stream available. We're just waiting for our producer to hear from the Lord.
To produce.
Yeah. So, I you're seeing some things scroll across the screen right now, and I just want you to pay attention to this thing. That's the stuff we have for you.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many things. We are in the preparations right now. Right this very moment. I mean, it is in the making. Gifts for
yes.
you. Particular gifts. And we're going to have it begin to be available for those who are registered on our email list, on the torch. You go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner, and you can see it scrolling right there. But just go ahead and, you know, and put in your information, your email, so we can actually make it available to you when it comes available. You'll be able to download it anywhere. And we got so many things that we want to encourage you, because we're all about keeping the conversation light.
That's right.
You look at Jesus. Mm-hmm. Jesus just had a conversation. He was in a conversation all the time. That's what he was doing. When he wasn't in a conversation with man, he was in a conversation with God. And he said very few words. Scriptural words is all he said to Satan, right?
That's right.
It is written. It is written. It is written. He found nothing in me. And so many times it's like you just feel this. Like, are you shooting at me or talking to me?
Right.
You know, what is it?
Yeah.
And just don't underestimate a simple conversational prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you got to hear thus saith the Lord before you think it's a word, then you're actually buying into the verbiage versus the anointing. And you're feeling an anointing. When you feel it bear witness with your spirit, that's a prophet. That's God speaking to you. Words of knowledge, words of wisdom. And I just really believe, and that's just who I am, as a conversation.
Mm.
And about to take place, taking place, or has taken place. And I just want to encourage you. We give a shout out to all of our listeners up in New Jersey. We're praying for all those in New Jersey this morning. And we're looking forward to Sophia coming down.
That's right.
VFN studios and all the things taking place in the Dream Center. And if you missed the Dream Center, you've got to you can catch us online. You go to vinefellowshipnetwork.org, and you can find out the details where you can actually be a part of the live audience that takes place every Sunday at 10:30 Central Time, approximately. And then you can catch it again at 3 p.m. Central Time. And so you can stay up with what's going on. And God's unfolding some stuff. I mean, it's exciting.
That's right.
It is very exciting because our God speaks.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord speaks. And by the way, when you listen to what he's saying right now, it's going to be the best of times and the worst of times.
Get ready.
It all depends on whose side you're on.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, if you're on God's side, I mean, just look. Read his word. I don't know. Slide over into the 3 percentile, you know. Read his word and begin to say, you know what? God takes care of those that are his.
Mm-hmm.
And if we kind of just kind of go adrift a little bit, he says, consider hardship as discipline. I'm treating you as a son. I'm bringing you back to the place again. Don't the enemy beat you up and say, hey, you know, I'm being condemned by God. He didn't come in the world to condemn the world, but to save the world. But he did. He does correct us.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, he does. I love correction. Gets me straight.
Let me slide back a little bit.
I treat it as a friend.
Yeah. It really is. Yeah.
That's good.
It's
a good thing.
Yeah. And you can be personally be corrected when God speaks to you in your prayer time, or you can be publicly corrected when God speaks to everybody else in their prayer time.
That's right.
God will speak. God loves you so much. He loves you so much that he's willing to take you with a gouged eye, cut off hand, and a cut off foot.
That's right.
That's
true.
He said, listen, if it offend you, gouge it out, cut it off.
That's right.
Somebody says, well, I don't know. Okay, let's see. Gouge it out, cut it off. I think you can deal with that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean? Well, they're just a real good friend. What's her name again? Lucifer?
Yeah. All right. Cut it out.
Cut it out. Listen, God is doing some awesome things, and it is so important. It's not, church is not something that you do. It's something that you are.
Come on.
And one of our biggest, largest viewed segments on the VFN Torch is that question. You know, you know them by their fruit. And what is the church? A church is an organism, not an organization. And you can begin to organize the organization, you can begin to organize the organism, and all of a sudden you're starting to think that the organism is an organization, but you just organize the organism and now it can't function anymore. It could be stuck in a flower pot. You're wondering why we have a flower pot just sitting right here on our studios to remind us of what God said, because a vine is meant to grow wherever God wants it to go. And you can be confined. It's not that what you are is wrong, but it's like, why are you, you know, confined in the context of what's going on? Because you're called to be the, you know, he says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Apart from me, you could do nothing, but you're expected to do something called grow.
Yeah.
You know, produce fruit and keep him with repentance. And as a matter of fact, I want you to hear right now, the VFN Dream Center, you got to hear this. You got to hear what God is doing. Listen up.
I just speak to the nation now. All the way from Oregon to California. From Maine to Miami, dear God, send fire. Fuego. Fire, God. Burn the sin, God, out of our lives. A third great awakening, God. Lord, we don't look to men. We don't look on the horizons. We look up because you're the God that answers by fire. Hey, send revival, God. Forgive us, God. Forgive us for screaming and yelling and complaining about darkness while we ourselves were darkness. And we pray, God, for everybody that we blamed who never even said yes to you, who never even said they wanted to make you the Lord of their life, and we blame our darkness on them. Lord, forgive us, and we break that curse off of them, and we say, Lord, may they know your love and your forgiveness and your mercy, God. Forgive us for judging the world. Who are we? Who are we? Who are we, oh God? The children of the light.
The children of the day is what he calls us. You're listening to a brief moment when the glory of God was so thick at the VFN Dream Center on the Emerald Coast. You can actually join us virtually or join us there. Find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Listen, our God says, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is over you. Understand that. That the glory of God, the presence of God, is what separates us from everything else that's out there. Listen, get connected. Maybe God's saying now's the time. Today's the day. Find out more at vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Vinefellowshipnetwork.org. Well, you know, I'm thinking about the stuff we're going to cover today. And we're on the government shutdown day 10. Day 10. You say that in Spanish like... Tena.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes. Ten.
Si?
Yes.
Yes. Si. Yes. That's it, right?
That's it.
That's it, right? You want to smell it? Des, des. I thought D is day.
No. Yes.
Yes. It's shut government shut down. Yes.
Yes.
It's 10. 10 days. Mm-hmm. 10 days. You know, and what's really broken my heart about this, and if you just listen to the conversation that we've been having, that God's been sharing with us, and we're just letting you know. He said, this is what he said. You say, why are you sharing it? Because this is what he said. He said, what I whisper into your ear, what I share with you in your quiet time, shout it from the rooftops. That's how VFN TV, the Data Radio program, came to pass. He's saying, shout it. And we're like, oh, We're going to have to shout it. And we're just shouting it right now across the world, across the Emerald Coast. We're letting you know, listen, God is speaking and God's got a plan for your life. And the enemy has convinced so many that walking in darkness is okay, but the light has come. It's time for us to walk in the light. And we said very specifically 1 year ago things that were happening, and this is what God was doing, and a shot was fired at the Empire State Building, and a warning shot was fired over the bowel of the nation of America. Next thing we're firing warning shots or wanting to in the Mediterranean, but we prayed and God, you know, prevented that. This government shutdown is not just like typical type shutdown. These are Alinsky's children having a shutdown. There is something going on right here. And if you go back and look, at the 60s, I know it's real difficult. It's called History America. Mm-hmm. If we go back and look in the 60s, we're talking just to the people who profess to be in the light, those that follow Jesus. We're not talking to others. But listen, but maybe God's drawing you. By the way, He is the answer. If you're looking for an answer today, Jesus is your answer. But the government shutdown is part of a strategy. It's this whole thing. It's like, oh, from every angle, it is Alinsky 101. Alinsky 101. And this is the one thing before we go to break. I want to just be able to say that in the context of this, it is so the darkness over this whole thing. And it's just a lot of different ways where people are being threatened with armed guards, armed American military or officers saying, if you go to work, we're going to arrest you.
Yeah.
If you baptize and you do your work as a minister and the chaplain, then you're going to be arrested. This is being reported by CBN.
Wow.
If you baptize. And now we're finding out that CBN News Report and Fox News reports that the men and women who gave their lives to fight for our country, defend the Constitution of the United States, which everybody in Washington, D.C. swore an oath to do, and they gave their life, and they're dead. And all we got to do is honor them, just honor how they honored us. And this present darkness has withheld governmental support for these families. They cut off the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
They blocked veterans from the memorials. They rented, reportedly, aircraft to bring their bodies back instead of using military aircraft and just shamed them. And private citizens are standing up because they got calls from those that are leaders that are saying, listen, we got to do something. And they're stepping up and they're giving the families the money that the government failed to give them when their dead family member is being placed in the ground. Listen, we have to wake up, church. Church, we have to wake up. This is not good. This is Alinsky's tactics. These are dark moments for America. But guess what? Arise, shine, church, for the light has come, and it's time to be the light.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
I had a question. I wanted to know what exactly is partial birth abortion.
It is actually the delivery of an unborn child where basically the child's body is extended up until about the belly button. If you can believe this, this is horrendously graphic procedure, and I want to warn parents about this as I'm describing it, but this is what the evidence is. It's a very graphic procedure. The child is partially delivered, and then the cranial contents, which is the brains of the child, are removed during this procedure, this partial birth abortion procedure. It is infanticide, as a number of Supreme Court justices have said. We are not only opposed to it, we are opposed to it in a very aggressive way.
Join the American Center for Law and Justice in defending our religious liberties. Find out more at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to VFN Radio every day, we're 24-7, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24-7, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire two-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear.
And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the torch. Or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you can't, you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John. You know, we're going to move quickly. We're going to be talking about also who would Jesus organize? You know, is America and the world being organized? Students of Alinsky seem to be leading our nation and the world and have a desire to be able to organize the world. And also the fact we're hopefully get a chance to talk about that these things must happen, Jesus said, but woe unto the one through whom they come. So, hey, you know, watch out for that. And finally, which totally contradicts and rocks this whole Lucifer tip type concept of Linsky's methodologies, that which our president taught for 4 years and which Hillary Clinton did a thesis on, is that he talks about renouncing. Paul says, I renounce secret and shameful and deceptive ways. And that whole thing is secret, deceptive, and shameful ways, you know, and it's unashamedly so. And so when you think about the parks going on, like you were talking about during the break, that, you know, in the midst of not giving these families whose loved one has given their life for our nation, and we just cut off all support, the government cut off support to these families and did not, at the very same time, what was going on at the very same time?
They had an immigration rally on the mall, Washington Mall. And that they did not stop, and they had, I mean, I forget how many showed up, but there was a large amount of people showed up, and they didn't stop them. Meanwhile, they tried to put barricades to stop World War II vets.
Right,
right. Coming to see, it's like, wait, this is, there's something wrong here.
Right.
But what you're seeing is these Alinsky tactics, you know, all
that's
out in the
exactly
open.
Right. And so to understand this, everybody's trying to think logically about this, but remember, you'll understand that in these 13 tactics, it's a strategy to move you outside of what makes sense to you. And if now you're off balance, just go, wow, this is just a rebellious teenager trying to get their way. I mean, if you just look at it that way, if you just look at it that way, it's going to be, it makes sense to you. You're like, you're not going to give up your parenthood, you know, in your life because somebody's trying to push you, nudge you. And so what's happening is Senator Pelosi, she was out there and all this, and they're trying to make a statement. It is there is one of the 13 tactics. That's what we're talking about. Yeah. You're seeing all this happen while we're talking about. We're trying to give you a light perspective. Not only do we want to share with you their dart tactic, the dart tactic of Alinsky and Alinsky's students and children is what Revelation chapter 20 would say, but we want to show you the light side of how we're supposed to respond to that. And it makes you want to think about the seventh tactic. The seventh tactic in the Rules for Radicals, Saul Alinsky's book that we've been talking about, and you can catch all the different ones on VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. But tactic number seven is a tactic, that's what they say, a tactic that drags on too long. And of course, it's written in the 70s, 1971, so this makes sense. Mm-hmm. A tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Mm-hmm. Man can sustain militant interest in any issue for only a limited time. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the seventh tactic. The seventh tactic that was taught by our president for 4 years is tactic number seven from the Rules for Radicals, Saul Alinsky, is a tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Man can sustain a militant interest in any issue for only a limited amount of time. Mm-hmm. So they already knew how if man is driven by his flesh, he can only, you know, it's not going to be. And so it's like, well, why are you thinking so many things are happening so quickly? Because you could not keep a country's interest that long if you didn't start another fire, another fire, another fire, another fire, another fire. They found out a long, long time ago, and you can find out about how America, how we got here and how we stayed here. There was a person that was involved in the church that day, the Catholic Church, that tried to blow up Parliament, and his name was Guy Fawkes. Mm-hmm. And he just had one man, one idea, one concept, and he was stopped. So Alinsky, which from the book he dedicates to Lucifer, by the way. These are Lucifer tips for organizing, and you could hear the whole thing in the context of it. He was saying that, hey, you're going to have a whole bunch of tactics.
Yeah.
Marshall Gantz, the organizer who's done some good things, but then when you hear him, he actually worked with President Obama's campaign in the context of that, and which is normal because they're both organizers. But if you're both using the Linsky tactics, he's like, that's dedicated to Lucifer. You're talking to him. Oh, my goodness. And so... So it's very important for us to understand that. So we're seeing, you know, what's going on. Well, Jesus said this. Jesus said in Luke 9:23, he said, whoever wants to be my disciple, which means not students of Alinsky, not students of Lucifer, whoever wants to be my students, what he's saying, whoever wants to be one of my children, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny himself, take up their cross daily, and follow me. Well, if somebody's feeding into your flesh, you know, here's a stimulus, here's a package, here's a this, here's a loan, here's a cell phone, here's some health care, here's this. Realize they don't, that's not, the whole goal is not to give you all that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The whole goal is to polarize everybody so that everybody can be organized, I don't know, fundamentally transformed. And then once the transition takes place, then you depolarize to organize. You polarize to organize, then you depolarize to be able, once the conflict happens, and all of a sudden, when you settle, it's like, okay, we have a new nation called, you know, this is totally over with. What was that thing called again? The U.S. Constitution?
Yeah, right.
And so that's what's taking place, which is totally contradicts the Lucifer's tips, you know, for organizing according to Alinsky and what our president taught and what Hillary Clinton actually did her thesis on to be able to graduate, which is sealed to this day. Mm. You can find out more about that on the VFN Torch. But the tactic is that a tactic that drags on too long becomes a drag. Man can sustain a militant interest in any issue for only a limited amount of time. And the reason why we're talking about these is the fact is God spoke to us. We were in a time of 7 days of prayer and fasting, you know, asking God what he was saying, what he wanted us to do, what was going to be coming on the earth. And he showed us very specifically, which we now know is, you know, Lucifer's tactics for organizing things and trying to stop the word of God from going forth. I mean, he specifically taught to us about what happened with Guy Fawkes back in when King James was King of England and King of Scotland. And in the context of that was the word of God was getting out. The Protestant Reformation movement was beginning because they got the word, and Tyndale and
Wycliffe
were writing out the word of God where people could understand it. And so the Catholic Church at that time was coming after people who were trying to read the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And King James, with the Hamilton Conference, you know, as soon as he became king, within a year maybe, he had the Hamilton Conference, and that's where the King James Bible, which I have sitting right here on my table, the King James 1611 Bible, and it totally is different than what you would think it would be. And no, I'm not saying that we need to be in the King James Bible. Right. I'm just saying that is the beginning of men hearing the word clearly.
Yeah.
In the context of it, and what birth at his death, at King James' death, 150 years after his death, they were signing the Declaration of Independence because they found out that when they found God, that you could be a nation under God. Mm-hmm. This is so important. So what are they trying to do? They're trying to take God out from America. And if you take God out from America and the minds of America and the knowledge of America, if you do that, you cannot have America. America only comes when it's one nation under God. It only comes. And so these tactics, these Lucifer tips and tactics, whether they know it or not, are being used to be able to pull us into the dark. Into the dark. And the next tactic we're going to be talking about in the next half hour, and you got to catch us. Listen, I want to tell you right now, if you're listening to us on WHBR, we thank you. And you can actually catch us. Go right now at VFNTV.com, download our app, and hear the rest of the broadcast today. We're 24 hours, 7 days a week. We're going to continue on, but you can catch us on the other side. Find out more at VFNTV.com. That's VFNTV.com, where we're keeping the conversation light.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
There is nothing, I mean nothing, Pat, worse than man's religion.
Yeah.
You know, man's attempt to work his way to God.
Right.
You know, I'm just trying to get right in my own works and stuff. And And there's nothing more enjoyable than a relationship with Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah. And that he's called us to walk in intimacy with him. I mean, the statement, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, is not just some pat answer to let somebody know that you're saved. The question is, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ? Do you guys chat? Do y'all talk? Mm-hmm. I mean, do you hear him? Do you know his voice? And that, you know, and you may be listening right now and thinking, I didn't know you could do that. I just listened to my preacher talk, or I just listened to my pastor speak, or I listened to teachers, or I read other people who heard from God, which is, you know, that's cool. But God loves you and wants to talk to you.
Right.
You know, and people want, they want this, but sometimes they just need a simple plan to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you can find that plan. We have a plan for you that can begin you on a simple abiding plan. Because he says in John 15, apart from abiding with me, Jesus says this, you can do nothing.
Right.
And if you want to get freedom in your life, you want to begin to do something, you know what I'm saying? And watch what God's able to do. Begin from the point of success, which is abiding with him. You can go right now to iabide.org, just like the iPhone, iabide.org. Read a little bit about it. If you like it, go ahead and write there, request an abiding plan. Immediately, you'll be given an abiding plan. It has a video, has how to do it, some simple little steps to do it. And it's not as complicated as religion made it out to be. Listen, God wants to talk with you. Mm-hmm. You can write your own devotional. Listen, just try it for 6 weeks. Just say, you know, for 6 weeks, I'm going to begin. Because they say it takes about 40 days to build a habit. Mm-hmm. You know, take 6 weeks out of your life and say, you know, for the next 6 weeks, I'm going to abide daily at a certain time in a certain place. And it has all this kind of tell you how to do it. And just watch what happens and see how your life begins. Watch how God begins to speak to you. Mm-hmm. You can find this at iabide.org. Request your free plan today at iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg, and joining me, of course, is Pat and John. So we give a big shout-out to all of our sponsors and underwriters out there.
Yes, go visit Glenn Parker, underwriter of the day, Glenn Parker.
In Pensacola, Florida, right?
Pensacola, Florida, at Allen Turner. Listen, you need a car? Go visit him. He's an honest guy. They have wonderful cars. In fact, Chris, here in the studio, he actually purchased a car from Glenn, and it was a great process from beginning to end. And we even got a Bible out of the deal. How about that?
It's in the glove box, right?
Yep. Every single car that's sold at Allen Turner has the Word of God in the glove box.
But make sure you ask for
Glenn Parker.
Glenn Parker.
Very cool.
Thanks so much, Allen Turner and Glenn Parker and all of our sponsors. You want to be a sponsor or an underwriter? Don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts. And also visit our sponsors and underwriters, which you can find at VFNTV.com. You know, we're talking about these tactics, as we're talking, you know, we already got context built for them, and we want to just continue talking about them. The last one was, hey, you know, if they're telling us somebody's feeding your flesh and giving you everything you want, listen, the end result of that is that, what is that called? That's called a prostitute, right? It is. It's what God describes you as, a prostitute. If you're allowed, he says, and not only that, this is what he even says. God even says, and you're even giving it away. I mean, like, they even went to the extent, well, you got so used now to being used and manipulated and just to bow down to other gods and commit adultery with the world. Mm-hmm. He says, now you're worse than a prostitute. Now you're just giving it away, which means when somebody's actually giving you all this stuff that you know plain as day is not their stuff to give, you have to ask the question, am I a prostitute? Am I prostituting myself over to this organization, this government, this religion, this God, this person, this sugar daddy?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You have somebody who's totally blind to it. They say, well, you know, hey, I have my own. Look at the gold I have on my arms, and look at the nice jewelry I have on, and look at this nice apartment. And he's like, oh, is that what your sugar daddy got you?
Yeah. Did you pay for that?
Did you pay for that? But think about it now. Think of the context of it. Granted, it's not as pretty as probably that millionaire would have put up that particular person. But how many people's living off sugar daddy? I mean, think about it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and you could say, well, you know, that couldn't be. Well, think about it. This is what happens. This is what happens when some man out there, he has all this money, he's living in darkness, and he may have wife and children and all this kind of stuff or not, but he's not committed. He's not going to be married. He's just going to go out there and he's going to have all these dark relationships. And what he's going to do is he's got plenty of money.
Yeah.
He'll just go ahead and just put you up somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He'll put you, he'll find you a place, you know, pick you a nice place. Matter of fact, I'll give you so much money a month and you could just pay your expenses and all that kind of stuff. And not only that, every now and then I'll buy you something nice and do something nice for you. If you need something, just let me know. Ma'am, he's not putting you up just because
Hello.
You do good. He's putting you up because he's planning on calling that bill in.
Mm-hmm.
He's planning on calling that bill in. Well, think about that. Now, compare that to what's happening with entitlements today. How many people is living off sugar daddy?
Mm.
I'm not saying helping people out. Scott, I think it's totally great. The church needs to do it. But in the context of if all you're doing is taking from sugar daddy and he's putting you up or she's putting you up, you're a kept woman. You're a kept man.
That's right.
And that's your God.
Mm-hmm.
That's your God. I'm not saying you're not in a period of Goshen. I'm just saying if you never put two and two together and every time they blow the horn, you show up and you stand on that particular side
attention?
Of the value system. Yeah, and you stand at attention and all of a sudden you're buying into these dark ways and saying, you know, forget about God. We don't need God in the schools. That's right. You know why? Because sugar daddy's got you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the whole thing is that everything comes from God. It doesn't come from these folks. And these folks get what they got because they got it from other sources.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to encourage you today. That, you know, ask yourself the question, you know, you might not have a good sugar daddy. You know, it might be, subsidized sugar daddy. It could be, and I'm not saying that taking care of people's wrong. I'm just saying if you've been kept for 20 years and you got the same body, same brain, same America, same freedom, same access, probably a lot more access because sugar daddy will just, if you ask, they'll actually give you something. You want school loan, school grant, school loan.
Hey.
And this is what some folks I've heard interviewed that said, you know, all you got to do is act like you want to go to school, get started in it, and once you show the effort, they get so excited that they even let you stay another. And I was like, what are you doing? Well, what they're saying is, you know, if you just give the sugar daddy what you want, or at least make them think you're going to give them what you want, then they'll just continue to give you the benefits.
Yeah.
And like, what have we come to? Is this what we've come to? Is this what we've come to? We got more people in the cart than pulling the cart.
Mm.
It's not going to be good. And if you heard yesterday, if you didn't hear, you need to go on the VFN Torch and hear it at VFNTV.com, that Pastor T.D. Jakes, Bishop T.D. Jakes, he just nails it in regards to, hey, we got to begin to be a producer again.
Mm-hmm. Not just a consumer.
Yeah, he says, you know, the Lord didn't say, hey, go forth and consume the earth. You know, he said, go forth and multiply.
Right.
You know, reproduce. Mm-hmm. Produce something. And you can find that on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. So I want to talk about the next tactic. The next tactic, as we're talking about, okay, the reason why they're doing all this stuff for me, as we're talking about in tactic number seven, was so that they can use me when they need to use me. They need to pull me out. I have no reports whatsoever in my studies that Saul Alinsky said the word useful idiot. In regards to his book, this particular book doesn't say that. Some people were saying he said that.
Mm.
But, you know, but in my opinion, that would pretty much be a useful idiot.
Right.
Because
it was,
right?
Pretty accurate.
You know, but I'm not saying he did not. I didn't read it in this book. You don't have to say you're an idiot to be an idiot. As a matter of fact, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Just how much rent money do you need? Okay, listen. Number eight, the eighth tactic, and so the light was, and the seventh tactic is they give you everything your flesh wants. You can't stay there long. Got to give you something else. You know, how about a diamond? How about a necklace? How about a phone? How about an apartment? How about this? And so then we find out what Jesus said was, unless you pick up your cross and deny yourself and follow me, you can have no part of me.
Mm-hmm.
That's not good organizing tips.
No.
For Lucifer's methodology.
Mm-mm.
As a matter of fact, when Jesus brought it up and like it's John chapter 6, he said, you know, he began to express this reality, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood. And it's like the whole crowd left him. So he's the opposite of the Alinsky model and the Alinsky students because he had no problem. As a matter of fact, he had this huge crowd that followed him that he didn't organize. They were following him. And then he said, okay, let me give you some more details about who I am and the expectations of God. Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you can have no part of me. My flesh is real food. My blood is real drink. Speaking of spiritually speaking, because the flesh counts for nothing. Everybody left.
Mm.
The whole crowd left. I can see Alinsky's children going like, what are you doing? Do you know how much manipulation and darkness and everything we've done to get them here and how many things we wrote? And instead, he turns to a small organized effort that organized that he just asked them to follow him. And they actually followed him as how while they're around him. And he said, what about you? What about you? Are you going to leave me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they had a chance. Then they had a chance. And they said, where else can we go? You have the keys to eternal life, right?
Right.
That's what Peter was saying. And so that's the Jesus that we serve. So don't get confused because they're preaching another Jesus. They have another God out there as if it was another God, but they're talking about as if it is.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I'm reading in 1 Samuel. That's like when King Saul passed away and Abner, the commander there, took charge. He said, okay, Ish-bosheth, which is Saul's son. He says, you're going to be king over Israel.
Who?
Ish-bosheth. That's an interesting name, but that's his name.
Mephibosheth?
No, Ish-bosheth.
Yeah, he's an
Ish.
That's the other brother. Ish.
Ish,
and you got Mephibosheth.
If and Ish Mo. And Mo. This is Mo. F, and this is Mo-F.
Yeah, Mo-F.
What a name, right?
Oh, my goodness. Well, Abner sets this guy up as king, says, you're going to be the king over Israel.
Right.
And so he's
an organized effort.
Yeah, doing his thing, you know, mm-hmm. being king over Israel as God elevated and promoted, you know, David to be the king over Judah during this time.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, Ish-bosheth, he raises his voice and says, I'm going to get with Abner. Abner, do you got my daddy's concubine? And
you're talking about his concubine. Is that like a...
His woman. I don't know. His, you know, one of
that's
his...
So that's going to be a sugar daddy's...
Sugar mama.
Yeah, sugar mama.
Sugar mama. Okay. Right.
Thank you, Pat, for elaborating.
So
do you have my daddy's sugar mama?
I'm a concubine. Come on. You're talking about sugar mama, sugar daddy.
Sugar mama. All right. Sugar mama. Thank you, Pat, for the translation. And
Second Street.
Yeah.
You know.
Abner sticks out his chest and says, what? Are you trying to, you know, basically punk me out? He says, don't you know that I'm going to go and tell, I'm going to hand over this kingdom over to David just because of that. And so Abner works out a back deal, so he thinks.
Right.
Long story, he dies in the process. But, you know, listen, just because they prop you up, if they prop you up and use you to prop you up, they can take you right back down.
Use is used.
Ish found out that he wasn't king no more once Abner made the decision. Careful, careful.
That's right.
You can be organized.
Yeah. That's Lucifer's methodologies. Remember this: many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's the Lord's plans that prevail. And understand too that no wisdom of man, no strength of man can succeed against the wisdom of God.
That's right.
And so just relax. That's why you don't have to manipulate authority. That's why you don't have to do these things, because God's will come to pass.
Mm.
And the eighth tactic, just to know the ones that our president taught for 4 years, and the Hillary Clinton made her thesis on, this still sealed to today. You're going to hear that, I guess.
Maybe we're going to get this unsealed. I want to see.
See
this
of all thesis. The interesting reads. You think about it.
I want to read this.
But I really feel. And by the way, and as we always say, you know, that's their prerogative. They can do. They can follow whoever they want to follow and do whatever they want. But we're talking about from the church perspective, light. Perspective that we cannot follow darkness. What does darkness and light have in common? Mm-hmm. So if somebody's using Lucifer's techniques, you know, to be able to organize America and the world,
hello,
you know, that's what they're doing. But for us, we have to follow Jesus. And, mm-hmm. and that, at some point, that's going to be obviously
choose
polarizing.
Who you don't serve. Yeah.
It's going to be obviously polarizing. You should not wait for Alinsky to polarize you. You should be polarized as a believer already.
That's right.
And but the eighth tactic taught by our president for 4 years and thesis written by Hillary Clinton is from Saul Alinsky's tactics for Rules for Radicals is keep the pressure on with different tactics and actions and utilize all events of the period for your purpose. I mean, think about what's happening right now in the news. Think about what's happening in the news right this moment. At this very moment, when you think about the eighth tactic, and this is so, if you really listen to all of this conversation about these 13 tactics, the dark side and the light side of this context of it, and just for knowledge, you're going to go, oh, this so makes sense. He is one of Alinsky's students.
Mm-hmm.
She's one of Alinsky's students. Yeah. And Revelation chapter 20 says, that whoever's teachings we follow, then that's who our daddy is. That's who mm-hmm. our daddy is in the context of that. And so with that, we find out that, my goodness, these are Alinsky's children.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Alinsky's children all the way back from the time of Lucifer. And so in the context of that, when you hear the tactic is keep the pressure on with different tactics and actions and utilize all events happening in America right now in the world. I mean, think about every single event. It's like, man, it's like just bam, rapid. Bam, boom, bam, boom, bam. Boom. It's like those movies years ago when they would actually, in those black and white movies, when they would try to advance time.
Oh,
they
yeah,
would have
a
calendar and they would pull yeah. the like day one off and day two, day three, mm-hmm. day four, day five. Yeah. Like that. Those events are hitting like this rapidly. I mean, just nonstop. It's like, did you just go from healthcare to trying to fire shots into Damascus to bringing downsizing our military to bowing down to the king of Saudi Arabia to shaking the hand of the enemy of Israel to, I mean, it's like rapidly I just can't even name them all to yeah. to getting our own people to run our own people out of their jobs because of government shutdown.
Mm-hmm.
Because of, if I could name them all, it would just blow us away. But the whole thing, at the same time saying, the Christians will, or businesses will pay for abortions, this right. healthcare thing, which is a huge push in that area. It's like, what's going on? Relax. Tactic 8 is taking place. You're seeing Tactic 8. It's about fun through your channels, and you can see. That's what's happening, your news channels. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, you have a lot of Alinsky's children that are reading teleprompters right now, and just relax. Don't get all upset with them. First of all, realize that in Revelation chapter 20, God gives them time to repent. Don't get all, all self-righteous about that. Just realize, oh wow, they're in rebellion. They're in darkness, or they might even not even know God, and they're just thinking this is the way you push this country to yeah. where you want it to go. But for you, you've got to follow the light. You've got to follow the Lord. When we get back from this break, we're going to talk about what is a light perspective for all this stuff's going on. The 8th tactic.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
That's right. We have another way how you can stay connected with VFN Radio. It's called the Torch Newsletter. Every week, the Torch Newsletter goes out. And in the newsletter, you're going to get the best of the best of VFN Radio for that week. You're also going to get all the VFN Radio highlights emailed directly into your inbox. So whether you want to listen on your phone, whether you get your emails on your tablet, or whether you get it on your home PC, you will have access to that week's VFN Radio highlights. Go to VFNTV.com and select newsletter sign up, or text VFNTV at 22828. Again, text VFNTV at 22828. And type in your email address. Sign up for the Torch Newsletter now. If you've ever looked at the church and have thought to yourself, these people are just way too perfect for me to come around them, then you know what? You and I are a lot alike. That was my story. I thought everyone in the church was just perfect, and I was the only one with issues. But guess what? Everyone that comes to Jesus has a background. We don't come to Jesus because we're perfect. We come to Jesus because we need a savior. And I was at that place. I was at that place where things weren't going right in my life. I was away from God. I was in sin. I was chasing after the world, trying to find an identity, trying to find myself. And the more I kept looking for myself, the more I went deeper and deeper into sin. But then I had an encounter. I had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. And when that happened, everything changed. Yeah. My life wasn't perfect, but I met the one who is perfect. And with that, I'm absolutely okay. I want to encourage you to read my story. You can read other stories of people that were not perfect, but people who met the perfect one. Mm-hmm. You can go to meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Joining me is Pat and John. We're talking about the eighth tactic of Rules for Radicals here. We're continuing looking we're going to look at the light side. But realize the tactic that we're talking about of the 13 tactics is keep the pressure on. Keep the pressure on. I'm sorry, is there a mouse in the studio? Jiminy crickets. Okay. Keep the pressures on with different tactics and actions and utilize all the events of the period for the purpose. And so for your purpose as. And so what you're seeing with all these different things, the G20, the economic collapse, the government shutdown, not wasting a crisis, the healthcare, the shootings that are taking place, the Second Amendment phrase. I mean, everything's about stirring things up, and it's like mm-hmm. one tactic, the next tactic, the next tactic. And so many people are talking about that what's being said, but you understand this, Lucifer is a deceiver.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this book, Rules for Radicals, is dedicated, is it not?
Oh, yeah.
To Lucifer, the first one that did this. And you can see it, you can get a copy of it. They probably will ship it. They shipped it to me in the bottom of a big roll of stuff. They were thinking, there he is. They know organized. And so I was like, no.
Look at the result of all those tactics and all the things you just listed. It's you have a part of the country that's just rising up and saying, wait a minute, what is happening? You keep poking. Right. They're rising up and saying, listen.
And it's so important. Realize it has nothing to do with what's being said. It has nothing to do with healthcare. It has nothing to do with cell phones. It has nothing to do with gun control. It has nothing to do with Damascus. It has nothing to do with parks. It has nothing to do with unions. It has nothing to do. It has to do with what's behind the scenes here.
Yeah.
Don't watch the right hand. It's the left hand that you got to watch. I can think about that. Anyway, so the people have those left values and what they just think that we just want to push America outside of God. Realize, too, this is serious stuff, but understand this. The majority of America, it does not feel that way. They're just sleeping. And so I just want to encourage you to wake up. You know, one way you can wake up, as we're talking about this, one way you can wake up is partner with VFN Radio. I mean, look what we're doing. We're talking to the world. We are talking to the world. We are talking to the world right now about this.
Mm-hmm.
And you say, well, who can I tell? Well, if you partner with us, we will tell them for you. Tell your friends about VFN Radio and the Daily Radio program. Go to VFNTV.com and become a partner. Sponsor. Be a partner. You know, whatever you're led to, whatever particular dollar figure, coin figure, whatever it is, just partner. And maybe you want to be a sponsor or underwriter. Understand, that's how we can do this together. This is what Jesus said. You know, whoever does that gets the same reward, so it's us doing it together.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, if you live in the anywhere between Destin, Florida, and Mississippi, hey, we are intensely focused. God is doing something, which I believe is a glory zone. If we bring the light, mm-hmm. we constantly sow this light in that area and in the world, then God can transform the economy. God can transform things.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, our fruit's bigger, our economy works better, and despite what's happening, where God can protect. And the same thing can happen in your city where you are if you listen to that. Partner today with VFN Radio. This is so, so very important. So what is the counteraction in regards to all these things that are hitting and hitting and hitting and hitting and all these tragedies being used and some of them just being made to look like tragedies is to relax a little bit. He said, Jesus, the Word of God says this. He says, in this life, you'll have troubles.
Mm-hmm.
In this life, you'll have troubles, but cheer up. I've overcome this life. And he said very specifically, too, that the Word of God says that your peace in the midst of the storm
mm-hmm.
is a witness to folks. Your greatest witness to folks mm-hmm. is just stay with Jesus, abide with Jesus, continue to be the light, and let darkness do whatever it's going to do. And understand your life will say to them, this is what supernaturally will say to them, is that you're going to be saved through this
mm-hmm.
by God, and they're going to be destroyed if they don't find God.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're running around, you know, trying to find a cheese line and biting your fingernails because you didn't listen to God, you didn't prepare, and then obviously you're not going to be a witness of the light. You're going to look like scared of the dark. You're going to be a scared person. But understand, we've been talking for quite some time, so now you can go back and listen. It's available to you on the VFN Twitch. You need to prepare, and don't swing. It has nothing to do with all these things that are happening right there. Don't get angry with Washington. Get angry with the church. Righteous anger that says, what are you doing turning out the light? How come you are not walking in your workplace and your marriage and your society and your community? Why is only 97, why is there only 3% of you, why are 97% robbing from God?
Mm-hmm.
You know, think about it. It's like, come on. If you want to get angry at anything, if you've been walking in darkness, get angry at your sin and say, you know, God, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. I am ready to be the light. As a matter of fact, there's a segment that you hear on VFN Radio. This guy's in Washington, D.C., and he's going, dear God, it's our fault. It's our sin that's done this.
Right.
Lord, forgive us. Don't bring this thing on our nation. Well, in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, Jesus responds in regards to what we're talking about here with this particular tactic. He says, and this is Jesus, the Son of God, when he's being tested. Remember, he's being tested by Lucifer. He's being tested by Lucifer. And he goes and he gets goes in the wilderness, and he's led by the Spirit of God into the wilderness, and he's fasted for 40 days and 40 nights, and Lucifer shows up to tempt him. And in verse 4, it says, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. So, listen, you're going to go through your life. Temptations are going to come. That's where you prove your love for God. When you say, you know, despite all this stuff going on, I'm going to serve you. This is time. Mm-hmm. This is time for the church to rise up and show your faith.
Right.
And show your faith. This is time. It's time for us to show God we love him. Not show man. Forget about man. Just forget about everybody.
Forget about it.
Realize, yeah, forget about it. Understand the eyes of God goes to and fro looking for you if you're going to depend on him, if you're going to rely on him in the midst of all this chaos and confusion. Remember, that's when he went and found David because he was that way. Be a David, a man after God's own heart. And so here he is. Jesus is led into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. In verse 2, this is chapter 4, verse 2, he says, and after fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry. The tempter came to him and said, would you like a stimulus package? He said, if you are truly the church, if you are a Christian, if you really, really do follow the Bible,
mm-hmm.
if you truly are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. That's what Satan tells him. So mm-hmm. there's a dialogue taking place between the Son of God, which, by the way, we're going to be treated just like the teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So this dialogue is taking place right here. And he's saying, okay, if you truly are the Son of God, then tell these stones to turn to bread. And Jesus speaks to him very specifically. He says, it is written. And that's why we cannot defeat the adversary's lies unless we get into the Word of God. And 97% truly are not rightly in the Word of God, according to George Barna. So how can we say it is written? This is how you defeat the enemy. Jesus said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but he'll be abiding with God. But by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Catch us on the other side. We're going to finish this conversation in the extra hour. Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those who are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side. We'll be right back.
We're so excited to be able to tell you about our new expanded audience. We're going to give a big shout out and hello to the Emerald Coast, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida, as we're bringing in 1.4 million new viewers because we are going to be on WHBR. That's right. The VFM radio program. Just you're finally going to get a chance to be able to see us Monday through Friday, at 2 p.m. Central Time. Of course, we're always going to be here on VFN Radio 24/7, live from 9 to 11 Central Time. But you're going to be able to see us on every day, that day, on WHBR. Find out your listings in the area. You can go to VFNTV.com to find out the times and locations for your area. But it's 2 p.m. Central Time, all the way from Mississippi to Destin, Florida. You'll be able to see us, VFN Radio, taking place. We are so excited about it.
You know, John, the content and the topics and subjects that we've been hearing on the VFN TV Daily Live radio program has been encouraging. Is it not?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. I just want to encourage you, the listeners that have been listening, you know, if you've missed anything, I want to encourage you to go on VFNTV.com. And you'll see a torch on the right-hand side. Click on that link, and you'll be able to see all of the highlights. You'll be able to scroll back. You know, you might not have even known about the Daily VFN Radio program until like a week ago. But we have been posting all of the highlights since beforehand, and you can catch all of the highlights since before you've even been listening. Go to VFNTV, V for Vine, VFNTV.com, and then click on the torch on the right-hand side. You know, I began to learn a lot of things about building, you know, spending time with Pat. Yeah. The more time I'm actually spending with Pat, the less time I'm actually putting Band-Aids on my thumbs from like hitting the hammer and trying to build something. And I'm learning a lot from him. I remember when we were working on, one of the projects we were doing, he pulls out his iPhone. And I'm like, an iPhone while we're working, while we're building stuff, middle hammer, 2x4. And he was checking the level of a 2x4. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I got an app for that. I'm like, get out of here. He's like, yeah, he has a level as an app on his iPhone.
Are you kidding me? A level?
Yeah.
On the phone. And what is the level? Is that the balancing thing?
Yeah, because, I don't know, apparently he had like left a level in the truck or left a level at the house. And there it is, like the bubbles and everything, the lines. He was checking the level of his the 2x4. Off his iPhone, and we start talking, and he says, "Yeah, I mean, have you checked out the new app for the VFN TV VFN Daily Radio program?" And I was like, "There's an app for that?" He's like, "Yeah, there's an app for that." He says, "You can go right on iTunes right now, and you can also go on the Android because Android has it now too. You can go on VFN TV, type it in, and there's an app for that. Click download, and everywhere you go, you got us right there with you." You got all the live content. You've got all the live programming. You have got everything right there. It's like VFN TV on the go.
Wow. At VFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device, no matter where you're at. You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com, click podcasts.